after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life after Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, in the building. Is another crazy Monday, which every Monday and Wednesday we do a show. Of course, the Monday show kicks off the week. The Wednesday show, you know, is the midweek show that gives you, kind of fills you in, catches you up on what's been going on within those few days. So, yes, glad to have you guys here. Another crazy show. Today's our show is entitled Internet Temper Tantrums. The reason why is because, shoot, man, I'm over here dealing with this crazy internet. It's driving me nuts, man. It drives me nuts when the connection, you know, wants to act stupid when you're trying to do a show. So you have to go through back channels to get things done. So it drives me absolutely insane. I love to run the show the much more conventional way instead of doing it this way, but hey, it is what it is. All right, so some things we'll be talking about, you know, of course, every Monday we do something called the list. And so we will be doing a list where we have six things that we talk, we have a list of six things that we throw onto the slab based off of a topic that we bring up. So yes, the list, six things based off a certain topic. Hey, you never know what the topic is ahead of time. We just throw it out there on you. So, yes. So, let me catch you guys up, boy. We're having my weekend. Kind of uneventful. Been kind of, you know, I was low-key this weekend. And, oh, man, like cause a lot of people, it's always funny. Because a lot of people, some of they're plexing me, or you know, sometimes from an outward looking in type of thing, or someone who supposedly has interest in me, they think that, oh my God, he's always out partying, and that's not the case. I'm always out partying. I'm just not. But when I do, I make sure I do it for bang. So I usually use these kind of times when I'm just chilling at the house. I usually use it to study with my crafts, whether it's learning different ways for motion, learning different ways of doing photography, web design, graphic design, whatever. always try to do a lot of learning as far as, you know, I scour the internet. And not just, you know, a lot of times some people just read the YouTube stuff, which is cool. Not saying anything wrong with that. I've done that as well. But I also do some reading because sometimes they can't, you know, with the videos, you know, the stuff, so you won't be bored as heck. They try to keep them on short and sweet. But when you go do some reading, sometimes you get a little more detail. And when you have it to read, it's easily readily available for you. Sometimes you can't catch everything in the video. So definitely that's why I'm using time for studying. And, man, I actually just posted something on Instagram not too long ago today. Something I played with this weekend. Like, what I do sometimes to kind of keep practicing stuff that I've done that I learned that I'm learning recently, or some stuff that I've done for a while, but want to get better at it. I'll take like an old picture, and I sit there and see, okay, with the tools I know how to do now, let's apply this knowledge, and let's try to enhance this photo a little bit more. And what I tend to do a lot of times is I'll take like event photos. Because those are usually the hardest times to get pictures the way you want them. Because one thing, you're in a more fast-paced environment, and so you can't. Sometimes you have to just work with what you got, as far as getting the right shot, getting the right lighting. You have to kind of just move fast and get it so the way get it from that point. So that's why I practice those kinds of situations. And then I apply some stuff. Like the one I just posted I test a lot of dodge and burn. When I get better with dodge and burn. And I did use some healing tool. You know, I'm getting real technical on y'all now with editing photos and stuff. Like, let you into the world a little bit. And, yeah, I'll do that. Slightly smooth the skin. When I smooth the skin, I'm not one of those people I'm not very big on making the skin look, making the skin look fake. I try to smooth the skin and leave the detail in the person as much as possible. I try to leave as much detail in and make it look, if you just had on some baby oil, that's how smooth your skin would be. It wouldn't be, hey, let me make the cartoon your way into this. And it's like astronomically unreal smooth skin. And so that's why I try to make sure I do every time I do that kind of editing. And heck, I'll say that it definitely paid off. I like how the photo looks a lot sharper, it looks a lot warmer, it has more depth into it. So I'm really glad I kind of tested it. I was like, wow. And it's just an event photo. Sometimes it's crazy, man. Like, I tell a lot of people all the time, you just never know. So that was a photo. It wasn't a bad photo per se. It could be this case where you just didn't know how to. It's also, sometimes the event photos, I don't really do a lot of editing because I don't really feel like I'm not trying. It's not a photo shoot, so I'm not gonna be doing a bunch of editing, unless I get paid. Right to do it. I'm not gonna do it. It's not. It's too many pictures. Way too many pictures to do hardcore serious editing. So yes, people. So what we're doing? We're gonna go to a music break. We come back. We'll chop it up some more. We're going to two songs. So let's see. We're going to first kick it off. I'm going to my Rolodex. We'll do one song for this music break. Or two. No, we're going to go two. Okay, so Don Monte Glitz, we'll hit you with that. And then we'll hit you. That's up. You can get it. And then D'Amica Rochelle Curvy. So we'll be back after this.
And I want you here. called your phone, said I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here, won't need no underwear. On the floor or the chair, put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair. When you get over here,
put your feet in the air. Let me pull on your hair. put these curves in your life. Just follow my hips for the moment. It's such a glamorous night. Watch the magic take over your mind.
No. I ain't never back down to ran from no
Yeah, I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. Some said they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm out to a trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga here, yeah, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga here, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I ain't never been down to ran from no.
Nobody, nobody. One, two,
I ain't never been down to ran from no.
Luciano, FCBB Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kick into the money, know the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lanes or haters, fame. Keep it player with DB, what gang? He don't want these bottles, make me come out of retirement. Grip my I'm just a product of my environment. 80s logo rap, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they dub up at my shows. MCBZ, I bust a head ahead behind my bro, DJ Joe. Let him know, showing out, run at him. Get your drugs.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rap my shit.
Welcome back, everyone. Life at Dust Live. To the last one out there on you on the music break. That was DJ Chose featuring MC Breezy, Everywhere I Go. Yes, people. Yes, yes, yes. So before I get into the list, I got some stuff to get off my chest. I've never been seeing the news. Also, since we were last on the show, some stuff has happened. I saw that Sean Spicer, now could be referred to as a former White House secretary, press secretary, and he resigned. The man resigned, man. Interesting. Like, this guy was he's been a champion for your boy, Donald Trump. He was in there being a champion for this man. And he was completely sounded so ignorant. Like, the man got there ill-informed, sounded ignorant. He was always being combative. He was being overly combative with the press. He was just doing the most. And, you know, a lot of times he's playing defense because he'd come out there and say something that, you know, that he was supposedly breathed on. And then here on Twitter, over on the Twitter, as they call it, some people will say it, this man is over here acting a dang fool. You know, Donald Trump, that is, you know, completely contradicting everything that Sean Spicer was saying on TV. And so that's what annoys you about Sean Spicer, because he had so much conviction at what he was saying, and still it took him months upon months to get to see what we already were seeing. What that man said can change 5 minutes later. He is truly melding in every day. He's just going with the flow. And this is what happens when, you know, some people are like, well, we need to have somebody that's not a politician so we can shake some things up around here. Man, yeah, that's cool and all, based off of theory. You know, it sounds good in theory, but you need to have somebody that has some, you know, have somebody who is the best of both worlds, who understands politics, but also is a person of the people. Having a mixture of it. That's how this all works. But no, some people are just so goddamn mad, they decide to go completely as off the wire as they could and to pick somebody. And this is what we get. We get contradiction upon contradiction upon contradiction, and it is just craziness. I just don't get, like, yeah, so I'm not going to be one of these people right here throwing a pity party for Sean Spicer. I just don't, because the man was a jerk the entire time he was in there, and he had so much conviction, sounded so ignorant. It took him forever to see what a lot of us saw, and just, heck, we saw this before. Some of us saw it before in presidency. But, shoot, after about a few weeks, a month in, we was like, nah, this dude, oh, no, we can't get this dude full of so much crap. And so, nah. But I just, again, I don't feel sorry for Sean Spicer. The guy was a jerk the entire time he was in there. And maybe next time before you run around giving everybody so much goddamn credit, he'll think about he'll think a little more before he just jump out the window for people. Like, I understand your job as press secretary is to, you know, be the voice, be the media voice, or, you know, in a sense, being the PR secretary for the president. But man, oh man, you be out here really making yourself look bad, my friend. Because as long as you don't know what that man's putting on the Twitter, you will never know. He'll change what he tells you all the time. You ask him a question, why we want to answer it because he can change tomorrow or whatever. So, y'all going to get it one day, man. Some of the people out here just letting this man continue to fool them, and I feel very sorry. So, I don't know what to say. I'm two nails. And right on time, look who comes through. Right, I'll be holding down, P.O.P. Nay, what's up, Nay? Look at God, Nay. I'm leaving Lana over there. There we go. I was going to say hello.
My bad. Somebody called me from jail, y'all.
Oh, I guess.
I know how that go when somebody call you from jail.
I just said you might that call, you know, that call is you never know when I call you again, so yeah, I understand that completely.
Yeah. Somebody I used to, you know, a friend I've been knowing for about 8 years.
Okay. Gotcha. We didn't ask you to come back in here. We didn't ask you to come back in the show, do all that dang singing. We did not ask for it.
Yeah, I'm over here trying to multitask. I'm over here cooking, just got off a jail call. I'm over here doing
not be that, can't sing for nothing. All that good stuff. All right, so we can just do this. You right where I was finished on the topic, you came here right on time. So that leads for jumping to the next topic too quick before I dig in your business. You know, we usually ask at the beginning of the show, but how was your weekend? Anything eventful happen, whatever?
Weekend was cool. I shot some pool for the first time. don't know how to shoot pool.
Okay.
I really suck. I really, really suck to y'all. Like, seriously.
Did you get any balls into the car toward the pocket?
Barely. Like, I suck.
How many did you get? How many did you get in?
Man, the white ball. That's a scratch.
Oh, yeah. You keep getting that. With the white ball, which is known as the cue ball, yes. Yeah, you keep
that's
getting that to the. That's the only one you got in the pocket?
Just about, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know how to shoot pool. Somebody was trying to teach
me. I see.
And I sucked, like, I sucked.
Well, probably the stick bigger than you, too. That sucks.
Yeah, the stick is bigger than me. You know, I'm short. I'm only 4'9", like.
So you got to try to hold this thing that's bigger, that's tall in.
It's just wasn't
yeah, that's
working
funny.
Out.
The pool stick is taller than me. It's funny.
It is. It really is.
So yes, that gives me an idea about how tall you are of your height compared to me. That gives me a good idea.
I'm 4'9".
Yeah, like if I take pictures with Nate, I had like not on no lap then and stuff, but I had to put it on my lap. That's if y'all could get in the picture. Hey, come on, sit in my lap, Nate.
My little short
stuff. Oh, man. Oh, I'm about to kneel down.
If people see me, they be like, can I pick you up? You are so adorable. Can I pick you up?
You're adorable. But he said, don't let this short stuff fool you. I'm not adorable.
Don't let it
I ain't no
don't
doll.
Get on
let
my
me let you know right now.
Don't get on my
huh?
bad side.
Well, no, I'm saying that people think, look, when people say, oh, you're adorable or cute, it's like a little doll, but I'm saying, like, don't get it twisted. You basically on a mindset, don't get it twisted. Just because I'm short and all that don't mean I can't put it down real quick on your behind.
Okay.
Like, hold on, like, whoa. if we need to help remind people, go watch Little Women. You see, they keep talking to them tall guys on there. So yeah, people don't underestimate her.
Don't underestimate.
A lot of way shorter than they.
I would be scared to see somebody shorter than me. I have though, and it'd be so weird seeing somebody shorter than you. Like,
oh well, you know I'm used to that.
So weird.
Me being 6'3", I'm used to a lot of people being shorter than me.
That is so freaking weird, like, seeing somebody shorter than me. Because I'm already short, so I just be amazed.
It'd be hard as hell to dance on a person, too, when they're short. I'd be struggling for dear life. I'm not even talking about a short, but I'm talking about a person about, well, some people might call it short, if you say 5'2", like somebody like 5'2", whatever, like, man.
And
I'd be having to dip hard, just to dance with them, like, man. So I'd be living when a nice tall chick come up on you and start dancing on you, like, ooh, I ain't got get down to the ground. I ain't got near that much. I get to do what I want to do. So, yeah. All right, so anything else happened eventful besides playing pool?
Not too much. Had a laid-back weekend.
Yeah. I talked about buying earlier. Yeah, mine was definitely. I call these kind of weekends dirt weekends.
Who weekend?
Because I was pretty much just nerd weekend. Because I was just in the house and I was studying things and I was practicing techniques. So
Yeah. Go out and be a fire. Okay, I'm proud of you.
May. No, you're not talking. I know May not talking. Miss Hennessy herself. I know she not talking.
I don't mess with the Hennessy like that. Hennessy gets you in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Why? This is bad.
Yeah, that's what
Maybe,
I was thinking.
I did see you use all your feelings the other day. It's raining, and I'm not cuddling.
Yes, it was raining, and I wasn't cuddling.
It do be rough. I stay away from the book with anything. I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna get my feelings that you be on here, because it do be like when you be raining, it be cold, especially this cold. Get the AC just right. And it's got you, because then you got this, like, real cozy. You squirming. You're like, oh. Yeah, right. Like, rain? You have some on a rainy day? Oh, man. Rainy day sex is awesome.
That rain sex be the best sex.
It'd be just right to where it's not too cold, to where it's freezing, but it's like, it's enough to make it to where it's not hot, so you can do a lot of quality sex.
It's just something about that rain sex.
Yeah, it's like, it brings a different feeling over you. It's like, you can't escape it. Yes. Oh man. Have you ever did it in the rain?
In the rain? No. I want to one day.
Wow. Tell me. It's one thing that people talk about racism, talk about instincts, talk about inside usually. Is why it's raining outside. In the rain? Man. In the rain is crazy. It's just because then you think you go crazy just inside the rain. It's something about you out in the rain and y'all extra wet and tripping and So yeah, it'd be intense. It'd be like the movies.
I bet
it'd be just like. Do y'all have foam parties, FOAM, up there?
We have had it before, back in middle school and stuff, in high school.
Hey, that's for making first of all, middle school, what?
Yeah, so we haven't, you know.
Well, so we got a lot of machines down here. It's like a lot of brain fractures and machines. So yeah, so they have them quite a bit. But
the
like rain.
I like foam parties.
Yes, because I mean,
I say it really be a lot of fun. But I've never been to an adult one. You know, like I said, we had in middle school, high school.
Yeah, because we had them in high school. This is one of the teen club I used to go to, Venice Beach. We had them all. They had them, like, every month, especially, like, during the summer. They have them every month. And, you cannot wait to go to the foam party. Like, it was a lot of stuff that was empty to go out. But the foam parties, you had, it's like, if you was in town, you had nothing to do, you had to go to the foam parties because that was where, you know, it was like a teenage thought, but that was where the girls were like, ooh, you know, because they come out in the bikini, they be starting the shirts, and they eat up in bikinis, and so... Like, just like how, because it's crazy as adult, because you're an adult, you're a grown-ass person. So you can do some grown-ass things. When they,
right.
Some of the foam, they get nice and wet, And, like, it just make him, like, get more turned on because you rubbing on them and they wet and so they get wet. If you catch my drift. Yeah, just something about it. All that skin, y'all did too much skin to skin contact, and so it starts with trouble. That's when you learn about puberty real quick. It goes to phone parties. Especially like, if it was like a chick you wanted to get on all night, you was eyeing her, you was like planning, man, ooh, I get on you, it's going to be a wrap. And yeah, you get on her. And she and like the phone. That's when the phone had to be shooting right on time. And so you getting all the fun. You getting all the fun happen to you. Then you're like, oh. People are like, man, he getting to work. Like they mad at you because you getting to work. And she wet and getting to work. So yes. Oh my God.
Party be so lit.
But grown up ones are way better, Nate. Way better because grown ups you do grown up things. I ain't gonna put nobody's name out there because I believe they're either engaged or married now. So I'm not gonna do that, and I'm not gonna put nobody's name out there. Period. Since I do it, as far as love, like, but there was like she was one phone party I went to, and this girl was like, I was this up on her. She's like, She kept threatening to give me something. She was like, ooh, you know, if we work at this party right now, I'm going to give it to you so bad. I was like, oh. So, yeah, shout out to the phone parties lead to fun stuff on a later date. Shout out to that later date. Like, it was crazy because it was always crazy conditions that I was, that me and her was getting in. It was like one day it was a snow, like it was when I was staying up in Denton, it was a snowy day and the ice is on the road, like, well, it wasn't so much ice, but it was just snowing. And I'm like, man, I ain't got nothing to do. I'm like, and she hit me up and she was drinking wine and everything. She was drinking wine, it was snowing. She hit me up. Like, it was perfect because we're at the apartment she stayed in. I could walk to him, so I had to drive or nothing. I walked to the apartment. She had that wine. That snow was going on. She was, whoa. That was like, she was gone then. I was like, oh. That wine, that snow put her in a whole other mode. And I know why we do this, man. Well, this is a classic movie. Why do we always cut the movies on knowing damn well we're not going to watch the mugs? I know you be doing that shit. You seem like the type of person who do that shit.
Really not.
you watch all the movie.
Yeah, I watch the movie.
Hold on, because I see the game. Because they could be trying to find some loopholes in this answering. Do you watch the movie without touching the other person?
We probably cuddle.
Uh-huh. I mean, I touch them at all. You know, y'all just chill and watch a movie. About as much as they doing is putting their arm around you. I'm talking about that much.
I'm waiting. But,
huh?
Like, if the movie is real good, I really be into the movie.
Okay. All right, so no one's ever stopped you. During a good movie, no one's ever been able to convince you that's not paid into the movie.
No. Mm-mm.
No matter how good the movie was. So, we're going to dig because she might be playing us. So, you saying no one's ever influenced you. And I mean a good movie. I mean like a movie kind of like, I don't really want to watch it, but I'm like a really good movie. No one's ever convinced. No one's ever out seduced you doing a really good movie.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope,
I call
nope.
Bullshit on
that.
Nate.
I'm not lying, y'all.
I can feel her smile through the phone.
If it's a really good movie, I really be into the movie.
No matter what. So, all right, so we're going to put, because maybe nobody just ain't tried. Okay, so I'm going to, hold on, has someone ever, so hold on, I think this is a good preference. Has anyone ever tried before?
I mean, they have tried, but, I mean, didn't get nowhere because if I'm paying to see a movie or you paying for me to see a movie that I really want to see,
I don't mean like it's a movie theater. No, oh, I'm sorry. Let me zoom that in a little bit more. I mean at the house. Let me be more specific. I see where you're going now. I'm like, no, not the movie theater. I mean at the house.
Probably once then at the house. Probably once.
Okay. I'm about to say, movie theater, I got you on that. It's like, yeah, if I'm paying to see a movie, man, I'll probably watch a movie.
Yeah,
we're having a beer when we get home.
Right.
But popcorn costs a goddamn much. The drinks cost too much. The admission. Shoot.
Like, I still want to go see that movie, Girls Trip.
I know, everybody's been seeing it on my timeline or wanting to go
everybody
see it.
Talking about, everybody said it's really good, so, yeah, I'm going to see it. I don't know why I keep calling the movie Girls Night Out. Like, I don't know why I keep saying it. I put on Facebook, like, I want to see that movie Girls Night Out. Somebody commented, like, you mean Girls Trip?
I thought it was called that today.
Yeah.
I keep interchanging that, too, so they can say what the hell they want.
Yeah.
It'd be different if it was grammar, but messing up a title slightly. If you don't get your, I'm going to correct your ass, looking ass out of here.
Yeah,
nobody
like
asked
me.
You for that. I heard somebody try to be difficult.
Do you hear me?
I've done that plenty of times at the house where you watch a movie. Yeah, it can be a good movie, and you watch it, and you just know damn well. And you know what's crazy? It's so, like, contrary belief, it's usually not me. This dude is trying to seduce the other dude to do the good movie. It's usually the other way around at the house. Like, you know, it be the other way around. The girl be, they get too freaky. They, like, like, one person who y'all know who, who drives me absolutely nuts because, yeah, that ended very badly. But as far as good time, one time she was, like, really mature. Or paraphrase it. She was, like, telling me, okay, enough of the movie. Let's have our own movie. You know, we record nothing, they get out of here. But she was trying to tell us have our own movie. She wanted me to play with her. So, yeah. So, yes, it's been the movies. You're not going to watch this movie. I cut on iRobot, which I watched a million times, and I actually liked the movie. And, I mean, a lot of times it's crazy. A lot of times I was watching a Will Smith movie. I was watching a Will Smith movie, gave me 30 minutes or less, it's off going down. You're gonna be completely seduced within 30 minutes into the movie. So, yes. No, damn, well, you ain't watching no movie. You like, you just be knowing. You know you ain't finna watch that movie. I know 30. Once I get to that 30-minute mark, if I in seduction mode by 30 minutes, that means I'm really trying to watch the movie. But nah, if I'm over there, do
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, it's Shrimp and Beef Rotel. Shrimp and Beef Rotel.
I have what like yeah. It's just craziness. So, let's see. Let me check my Rolodex. Dang, it's talk about fast as hell. She's got the, got on here to try to talk about fast. All right, so I ain't got nobody's list. All right, so I'm gonna make a quick list based off we can kind of almost continue the conversation we just had. So the list off of this week, this has got inspired to change the topic right at the back. Sometimes we ask questions of where we ask people, where's the craziest place they ever done it. I'm gonna ask more so as not crazy places you've done it, but craziest times. So like, what's been like the So you get three and then I get three. So I'll let ladies go
like
first. I do one so you can kind of get an idea what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
So
go
for
ahead.
Instance, I'm going to incriminate myself on the air. Okay, so Christmas Day. I'm not gonna say my Christmas Day, but it was Christmas Day at the house of my parents' house. You was at my parents' house, mate. You was at my parents' house. Welcome, Marty. You said, I want to give you a present real quick. I was like, oh, before we open up presents, okay. Yeah. And she got 30 to my, and she finally give her some Christmas cheer. She was going to be pouty the rest of the day. So, after I had my business come outside, hey, everybody. So, girl, that's like, oh my God, I just hope no one catches our spell like that.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's crazy.
So, yeah. That's one of the crazy.
And Buck, shut your ass up too.
People laughing. They know something. They're gonna say you better call hard because they know something. I'm gonna bring them into the phone if you start trying to hold out. I will use a fucking lifeline. Don't mess with me. All right, so
yes,
man, what's one of the craziest times?
I'm alive too.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I will jump alive and get that to start telling you. Okay, so what's one of the craziest?
Who said that? Who said I couldn't cook? But anyway, I need to put on some clothes because I'm just naked cooking and shit.
You answer the question. Nate, I'm holding on to the question. All right, give me first one. Don't be serious.
Okay, so the craziest time was when me and my ex-girlfriend was living at my mama's house. We had sex on the couch.
What time? Was it like a weird time of day, whatever?
No, I mean, it was like late at night. Shut your ass up. It was late at night. Or we'd have sex, like, in the shower. Like, we'd take a shower during the day and just have sex in the shower during the day or whatever.
I done that. You know what drives me nuts? If you're not in a good, like, some people don't understand, man. It got to be, the conditions got to be right. Because, like, sometimes just you ain't like when it's a real, like, it's a sucky shower, it's not going down. It's not comfortable. In a shower that's not made for fun like that, it's not fun. Because especially my tall ass, that shit did not be fun. You in the wrong shower, that shit is not fun. And don't add another tall. You got two tall ass people next to each other trying to get it in the shower, and y'all can't, man, that mess is not fun. If that mug is not big enough, it is not fun.
Okay, that's done.
And don't be funny too. Some people be on there, and they be thinking that how can I put it? They think they watch these movies and they do it, and they think it's all about the movies. It's not that perfect, people. Trust me, you gotta be ready to do all kind of maneuvering. If you're about that life.
Bro, one time I almost flips and fell in the damn shower. That shit was crazy.
Wait, what?
I almost slipped and fell in the shower before.
Oh yeah, I didn't do it. It wasn't why I had sex with it, but that happened to me before. I did slip. I slipped. Like it was crazy. The shower curtain fell down. All kind of stuff. I busted my behind. Man, I hurt the hell out of my side. I fell out the shower onto the fucking ground. That shit was not fun.
All bad, man.
So yeah, the shower, not fun. But yeah, so. But yeah, if it's right, when it's the right conditions, like man, the girl's like, "Watch my balls." I'm like, "Oh shit." Okay, so I mean, stop. I would live in a memory for a bad person. Get that on brain. Okay, number two for you.
See, I really didn't have a lot of, like, weird times. Like, probably weird places, but not, like, a lot of weird times.
Well, that was a time. Technically, the place is a bad time, too. It's, you always know one of your
y'all
highlights
know,
is during the pastor's service. That's always gonna be the craziest time.
Man, that was the craziest time. That's like the number one time, craziest time. Like for real.
Yeah, I must say I don't know how you managed to not mention that one again. That should have been in the list right away. I don't know how. Okay, this almost happened. I know we're not mentioning almost happened, but I got threatened, man. I got threatening people wanting to have something to get something in the DJ booth for that. I was like, man, where's y'all? What's with y'all fancy wanting to have sex in the DJ booth? I like, man, somebody gonna come back here and open this door at the wrong time. That is not cool.
They'll be all bad.
They always be like, enclosed DJ booths. They want to get it in there. Like, people just got a fucking fetish and want to do the DJ booth. I'm like, man.
Yes, I got a house on, y'all. I'm talking about.
So, yes. So, yeah.
I will never forget that time at church, though. That will always go down in history.
Yeah, that because you know every time you tell a guest that, they always lose their mind. They go, wait,
they always
you had
lose
sex
their
with.
Mind. Like, they always
they said,
lose
what,
their
church?
Mind every time I say that. Like, church, like, you need prayer for real.
All right, so since you ain't got a third time, I'll do my third. So another crazy time. Ooh, wait! I can pick a couple. That's the crazy part. Oh my god! Oh, another crazy time was okay. So it's crazy. Every time it was like this one chick. I wasn't like dating her or whatever, but every time I was smashing one chick, it was always really crazy. It was always at really crazy times. In places or a combination of both. One, it was in the middle of the living room floor. People were actually there. It was a girl's apartment, and we had shit. I had no cover, so I had to think of my feet. I was using my fucking jacket and cover myself. Shit, her homegirl's asleep behind me on the floor. And I'm trying to be careful. I'm trying to get it in and make sure my booty don't accidentally bump the fucking chick. don't bump her home, girl, and wake her ass up. Cause then she gonna be for an interesting awakening when she either woke up and saw what was going on with her friend in the middle of the living room floor. So, yes, I would say that's a crazy time. And then I'll use another bonus one because you didn't have a third one. Like, I had to, it was crazy. It was like a movie. I had to tiptoe. So, this girl was at, I was doing the weekend, one of the weekends during school year. She was hanging out at her, she was at her brother's house. And she stayed in the extra room one night, otherwise, she was there. And so, her brother, you know, she didn't tell her brother I was coming over. But she was like, but she wanted me to come back. She was like, "Want you come over back? I want you to come over. I need that in my life." You know, they need some medicine every day, every now and then. They need that medicine. So yeah, she had me. So I came over. I'm having a tip. She opened the door and she got me tiptoeing. Like, she had me tiptoeing, man, because she didn't want me to wake her brother. I'm tiptoeing. I'm going there. I'm just going crazy. I'm like, man, I gotta try to be quiet, and I gotta try to, if I gotta still perform at a peak level so I don't get disrespected. And so I'm pushing her face far in the pillow, and then it was crazy. I timed it just right because when I left, I had to try to leave before he woke up. So I left right before he came out of his room. So, yeah, those are my crazy times. So, yeah, that's the list for this week, people. That is the list. It almost feels like a Wednesday. It felt very hump day. It felt very hump day-ish.
I know.
But Nate can't cook. So.
You a liar. Lie again.
You can't cook. What you gonna do? Bite my knee. What you gonna do? Bite my knee. So yes, y'all. That concludes your today's show. Yeah, man. Shoot, if y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CEDDY-J. You can go to iTunes. You can go to TuneIn Radio app. The Stitcher Radio app, AHA, is a bunch of places. Type in Dust Spot Radio Network, and you can listen to all the shows. So, yeah, there you go, people. Yeah, Nate, do you have any public service announcements you need to mention before we go?
Not tonight, guys.
Okay. All right, y'all. Make sure y'all get a copy of the Human Canvas magazine. It dropped last week. Go ahead and get that. And then getting ready to come up here in a moment. We have the submission deadline is on August 1st for the 4th anniversary issue of Human Canvas magazine. So if you're trying to be in that, go read the submission guidelines. And make sure you have it in by that time. So, yeah. That's something, of course, that means 4th anniversary slash my birthday celebration. That'll be coming up soon as well. So be on the lookout for that. Stay tuned and learn. It'll be Labor Day weekend. I'm going to save y'all the suspense. It's going to be Labor Day weekend. So if you try and come and celebrate, I just gave it to you. Make sure your ass is here if you want to celebrate with us. For now, I mean, that's really off the top of my brain I can think of. So, yeah. That being said, we end the show, how we end every show. I remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, Nate looking yummy on live. But anyways, y'all, that is the end of the show. I was like, it was a rainy day, girl. You like, I messed that hair up some more. All right, we are out, y'all. Peace.